This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Cardinals, Panthers. Oh my God, do I not care?
But my PJ, favorite game of
you.
The week.
Can I just say one thing on this and then it's all you? Cardinals are 1-point dogs. The total is 43.5. The two worst teams that I watch back on Game Pass right now, Cliff Kingsbury, the first three quarters of games, absolutely sucks. When they move the football, put points on the board, it reminds me of Mike McCarthy, his final couple years with Rodgers, where Rodgers was great, and like they'd be down two scores, and Rodgers would say, to hell with the play calls, two-minute offense, and then the Packers would win and score a bunch of points. Kyler, I know he gets ragged on social media, and I know he cares about video games too much. He's a video game. He's awesome. He's fun to watch. You go back, you watch that game against the Raiders, that two-point conversion, everything he did was crazy. Mm-hmm. Why does Cliff Kingsbury have a job? The other thing I'll say, I stuck up for Baker Mayfield for years. Oh, he's so tough to watch.
He is
really, really bad. I take back every nice thing I said about him. And Christian McCaffrey, I don't know that he's ever going to be the same.
No.
I have no play in this game. What do you got, Pete?
Oh, man, I love me some Arizona Cardinals on Sunday. If you like stats and trends, ladies and gentlemen, you have come to the right place. The Carolina Panthers, they are 0-7 straight up and against the spread in their last seven games as a favorite. 0-7 straight up and against the spread in their last seven games as a favorite. Now, they're only 1-point favorites this week, but again, they're favorites. Arizona, we love them on the road. We don't like them at home. We love them on the road. Why is that? 9-1 against the spread in their last 10 road games. Carolina, also, they are 1-7 against the spread in their last seven home games. I mean, there's just so many reasons to like the Cardinals in this game. Panthers, they were one of my favorite plays last week. 0-2 team absolutely needed that win. They got it last week against the Saints. But now this week, I think you got to take the Cardinals. You know, they lost both their home games this season. They had the miracle comeback against the Raiders. They easily should be 0-3 right now. But this just feels like their get-right game. Kyler Murray should have a pretty good day against this defense. The Panthers' offense still can't score, which benefits Arizona because their defense has struggled at times. I just think this is a get-right spot for Arizona. I talked about, too, how when we were previewing Seattle-Detroit, the Seahawks tend to be a really good west-to-east team when they go play in the Eastern time zone. Really, all the NFC West teams are very good at that, Arizona being one of them. So give me the Cardinals on the money line, -105, favorite play of the week.
Trust, yeah. Do you know anything?
Yeah, I like Cardinals money line as well. Like, let's be honest, guys. Like, that Panthers win, when you go back and you look at it, that was very fluky. Like, Carolina recovered a fumble for a touchdown. They blocked a Saints field goal. You had a LaVisca Chenault short pass to the house.
On the Saints defense.
On the Saints defense. Just weird stuff. And now Christian McCaffrey is questionable, which is shocking to me. I could not have seen that coming. Matt Rhule doesn't look like he knows what he's doing in terms of a play calling perspective, right? And then the Cardinals, like you said, Peach, 9-2 against the spread in their last 11 road games, yep, including covering in their only road game this year. And as bad as Arizona's defense is, because it's bad, it's really bad. It's 31 in the NFL at points given up. It's 32 in the NFL in points given up per play. It's 32 in the NFL in yards given up per play. Mm. It's 32 in third down conversions given up. It's 28th in giving up fourth down conversions. 27th in touchdowns given up. I mean, they are horrible. This is like Mike Nolan when he coached the Dallas Cowboys. Like, this could be a historically bad defense. And as much as I hate the Cardinals defense, I don't know that Carolina has anyone there to exploit them. DJ Moore is okay. Robbie Anderson, meh. But, like, does anybody, do you think, oh, that guy's a game breaker? Like, who is breaking this game wide open if it's not Christian McCaffrey? I think the Cardinals on the road should be able to win this one. I don't know why the number is just one. I think it's probably because of that win against the Saints, and they are at home, right? So Cardinals plus 105 for me.
Love it.
I'll root with you guys for the Cardinals then to get right, especially because the Panthers trying to ruin my win total for the Saints with that outright
they
last week.
They are gross.
Yeah, I want nothing to do with that one. Not even I can't even think of a prop that I would play in this game. I'll say
play
one
unders,
good thing
maybe?
For you guys for the Cardinals is AJ Green's out in this game. That's actually
that
like
a good thing.
Yeah, he does not look good right
probably
now.
Probably is. Yeah, we need James Conner to oh my god, uh-oh. Middle Tennessee State pick six. Guys, this is just I'm going to lose. Oh my god.
Big man takes it to the house. That'll make it 38-29 extra point coming up. The lights go out. Undertaker ding.
Bong.
This is the game that you played the over in. Patriots play the Packers this weekend. Usually I'd be excited for this, but it's Brian Hoyer game. Mac Jones did this thing all week where he tried to be the tough guy. We knew he was never playing in this game. Bill Belichick, like imagine taking anything that he says seriously in a press conference. I actually played the Patriots at plus 10.5. Green Bay, I
was worried. Why did the line move towards the Patriots when Mac Jones went out?
9.5. Yeah, I don't know,
to
be honest with
you. That's weird, isn't it?
It opened at 7.5, so you're telling me Mac Jones is worth 2 points, but then it went back down. They don't want to give you the double digits because, I mean, Green Bay shouldn't have even covered against the Bears. I did play him in that matchup. If the Bears get in the end zone, which they did, but luckily that was ruled back, the David Montgomery touchdown. I worry a little bit about Green Bay blowing teams out because they don't have the explosive passing game that they've had literally the last 15 years, 17 years since Aaron Rodgers has taken over at quarterback, and they're just still trying to figure some things out. I think they're going to look to run the ball. Plus, New England's defense is still pretty solid. I don't expect Brian Hoyer to be able to do too much. I don't expect them to be able to run the ball really against Green Bay. Like, I was worried about the run defense, but if you go back, you watch the game against Chicago, they drop back, they play prevent because they have a 3-score lead, and that's when David Montgomery averages 7 yards per carry and Khalil Herbert because the Bears don't trust Justin Fields to throw the football even down 3 scores. So I use Green Bay as my survivor pick. I think you have to this week unless you have a better option. I'd probably lean the under even at 40.
Yes.
And I took double digits with the Patriots. I don't bet against my team, but I did here. I just think that's a little inflated at Lambeau.
Yeah, the 10.5, though, yeah?
Yeah, and I'd still probably play New England at 9.5. And I think this closes at 10. I think Green Bay is going to get some more love. I think that there was a sharp buy, probably a purchase order on the Patriots, obviously double digits because of what I said, like Green Bay not being as explosive. Mm-hmm. But I think this closes at 10 because you know Green Bay is going to get some love before kick, most likely.
Yeah, this open 10.5. I really like New England, like them at 10-2. 9.5 now, I don't love it as much. Both of these teams want to run the football. Both of these teams, pretty good defenses. But at Lambeau, man, I mean, this feels like a game the Packers are kind of going to win rather easily. This could be like a 27-13 kind of ball game. Brian Hoyer stinks. Like, yeah. He really does.
Yeah. I mean, and I heard somebody say they should go with Bailey Zappe, but the thing is, the rookie out of Western Kentucky is he's a rookie. And Brian Hoyer, you're right, he's not great, but at least he's like a serviceable veteran backup. Yeah. And you don't want Bailey Zappe's first start to be at Lambeau Field against that Green Bay secondary. One thing you got to monitor if you do want to back Green Bay is Jair Alexander going to play in this game because he's dealing with a groin injury. And it looked like he was going to be out like 3 to 4 weeks. But then he practiced on Tuesday, and then he didn't practice today, so he's going backwards. I got a prop I like, but it's really juicy, and I hate giving these out. It's Romeo Doubs over 3.5 grabs. It's minus 160. 8 receptions last week against a good Tampa Bay defense. Rodgers is comparing him to Devontae Adams. Rodgers went up to him before the game last week and said, hey, seems like the perfect day to score your first touchdown. He's going to be wide receiver number one. They don't allow you to wear number 87, the number of the great White Lightning, Jordy Nelson. Unless you're able to run a couple
great
routes.
White Lightning.
So I like Romeo Doubs to have at least 4 grabs. He could have that going into the third quarter, to be quite honest with you guys. So I like the under. The Patriots offense is brutal, although they were able to move the ball a little bit last week, unfortunately. But, man, that was the best game we're going to see from Devontae Parker probably all season long.
It's crazy that they're a minus 500 on the money line as a 9.5. Yeah.
You know what I love? The prop that I love the most in this game And I think the Vegas still doesn't really know how they're going to factor in Damian Harris versus Ramondre Stevenson, right? I think time and time again, what we will see more and more is that Ramondre is going to be the lead back. I think that's just very clear. He looked really good last weekend against the Ravens. His number, 45.5 rushing yards.
I like that.
Green Bay, by the way, worst rush defense in all of the NFL right now, which is shocking to me.
Yeah,
like, that is shocking.
Yeah, they're playing a bunch of nickel, a bunch of corners out there. I think they'll get right here. But again, like, they had that big lead against the Bears and they let them run all over. You know, obviously playing Tampa Bay, that's really all they could do right now until they get Chris Godwin and Mike Evans back, which should be this week, actually. Mike Evans definitely back. Chris Godwin's questionable right now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.